In my dream, I am standing in a large green grassy field and am reminded of the dream, the old gray gate, and how the grass was green and the air was fresh. Many others are busy working in the field, but it is as if the work we are doing is not fruitful. Suddenly my heavenly name is called, and an angel descends from the sky. As he lands, his wings fold and fold and fold again into his back. As he approaches, he smiles, and I recognize his dimples. It is the herald. He comes up to me, and I tell him that I have missed him and that it has been a while. He says that they, the angels, have been busy with much preparation to be done. I ask if he was the one that spoke to the lady named Candace. He answers, no, but that many angels are preparing many individuals for the king's return, and that he has been sent to show me something very important. The herald asks for my right hand, and then his wings unfold from his back. We begin to ascend into the air. As we fly upwards, I say, I have some other questions that I have wanted to ask. He says that God knows all our questions. I ask about the book Creeping Compromise and how I have seen this book mentioned so many times in my other dreams. I question why this book is not available to the many who want to read it. He answers that God knows of this and that he will take care of providing this book when it is time and in a way that he sees best. I ask if he or some of the other angels have been giving the book to certain individuals that need it. He responds that God provides when necessary the things that are necessary. The herald tells me that God has heard the many prayers of individuals who have prayed about this book, and that when the great creator is ready, he will provide these, but it will be his way. The herald and I now arrive in the corridor, and he says, let us sit here for a moment. I am to show you some very private things. You are not to divulge the identity of who I now show to you. It is very important as to the work that lies ahead of you. Those who are they. We, the angels, have been working, and soon you who are they will begin your work. But you are not ready. Notice the details of what I show you and help in teaching others. He smiles at me and says, there's a great work to be done. Remember, the whole universe is watching these important final moments. The herald stands up and we walk through the wall and enter a room. I now see family sitting down to eat. He explains that they do not know we are there. I realize it is a special meal for a special occasion. The foods that are spread out on the table are what one would expect from a worldly person. The individuals hold hands and a prayer is given that is a mockery to the creator of the universe. I watch as they serve up foods. The herald says, notice the details. Notice they are fueling themselves on things that those who are they should not partake of. I watch as they gorge themselves in the name of a special day. The herald says that I need to understand and share the importance of what I am being shown. He asks me to tell him what I see them eating. I say that I see the main thing is something that used to be one of God's creations. The herald calls me by my heavenly name and says, you are to mention in detail what you see them partaking of. I need you to tell me what you see them eating. I tell him that I see they have prepared a turkey with stuffing to be eaten. He inquires, what other details do you notice? I respond that I see potatoes and gravy. He says to notice that the gravy is all fat and also made from parts of a dead animal. I tell him, there are vegetables though. He questions, but what are the vegetables? Notice these have been cooked, spread with oils and butters, and then spiced for flavor. Also notice these items are so cooked that all nutrients are cooked out of them. I see large bowls containing different kinds of nuts that are not in a natural state. They are roasted and some are honey or sugar-coated. Others are covered in a hot flavor. The herald asks, tell me what else you notice. I answer that I see different breads and pastries or the different jams and jellies. He says to notice the drink they have. Some have served regular juice, but others have served a fermented juice. I see cups of coffee waiting to stimulate them so they can keep eating. The herald says to come and see what they have waiting for later. We walk into another room and I see different pies. Pumpkin, apple, cherry, lemon, and banana. He says to notice that they have all forms of topping for these. There are also many kinds of cookies and candies. He says to notice they have ice cream as well. I open the freezer and there is almost every kind of flavor. We walk back to the tables and watch them eat and eat. Some have to undo their belts to make room for their swelling bellies. The herald now says to notice the clock. The hands are spinning quickly, and when I look back, everyone is gone. When I ask where they are, he says he will show me. We walk throughout the house, and everyone is sleeping and getting fatter after their feast. He says we must leave now. We walk back into the corridor, and the herald says that God's people have asked for the Holy Spirit, but how can God pour out His Spirit into vessels that sleep? The herald now says, come, I want to show you something. We walk through the corridor and are in a field where wild horses live. He says, these horses do not belong to anyone, and they are only fed by the great Creator. Notice how they run. I watch them run, and it is as if they have tremendous strength and energy. The herald asked me what kind of condition I think these horses would be in if they lived and ate like the group I just saw. The herald says, come again with him to see something else. We walk through the wall and come upon a beautiful sports car. It is an exotic-looking car that costs thousands and thousands of dollars. He says to watch as the driver starts up the car. The engine instantly idles smoothly. The driver puts the car in gear and slowly accelerates out onto the track. It is now running very fast. He returns, gets out, and lovingly begins to wipe the beautiful finish with a soft towel. He now picks up a jug of high-grade gasoline and carefully pours it into the car. The herald now tells me to come to show me this in a different way. We walk through the wall and through the corridor and back into where we just were. The driver walks over to this beautiful car and dumps cheap gasoline into it. He then pours bottles of soft drinks, caffeinated teas, and a large pot of coffee into the car. He stuffs many pastries, fast food hamburgers, french fries, burritos, chicken, turkey sandwiches, hot dogs down the tank. Then he begins pouring a 10-pound bag of sugar into the tank. Now the driver takes bottles of fuel additives that look like vitamins and dumps these into the tank. He then walks around the car and gets in. He tries to start the car and it begins jerking and coughing and belching out smoke. It finally starts and as he drives off, it backfires in smoke. The herald turns to me and says, the creator of that car designed a most perfect running machine. The driver chose to place the worst fuel in the tank rather than the best. I watch as the car drives in the direction of a garage where a mechanic can work on it. The herald says that as soon as the mechanic would repair the car, the driver would place other things back into the car. The herald is still holding my hand as we return to the corridor. We sit down and he explains that it is now time that we correct our diets. We have a great work ahead of us, and the things that we have been fueling ourselves with will prohibit the Holy Spirit's work. We are to stop eating any living thing which God created that flies, walks, or swims. We are to put away and not eat of the desserts of life and to use the example of the horse and the car to show how we should fuel ourselves. The herald now tells me, come, I want to show you something. that you have seen before. We stand up and walk through the wall. I know instantly where we are. This is from the dream I had at our first meal in heaven at the table. I begin looking. I stand looking only as an observer. The table is long and everyone reclines on their side. The things that I see are too wonderful to put into words. The herald says that he wants me to notice the things that have been placed on the table. I see a variety of food spread out. There are things that look like bananas and apples, oranges, pears, grapes, cherries. There is an assortment of leaves of different colors. I see an array of flowers to be eaten as well as to enjoy their beauty. There are all kinds of nuts that have been shelled and different kinds of grain harvested from the heavenly fields. The herald calls me by my heavenly name and says to look to the right down the table. I see Jesus as he is walking through the table coming towards me. He is pouring from a large pitcher into pure gold goblets framed in silver. The herald informs me that each one sitting at the table has their names on each of their goblets. Their names are also written on the table. Jesus stops, looks at me, and says, I have asked my herald to show you the things I have. I need you to notice the feast that I have prepared for you here. It is nothing like the feast you have now. I so want to work with my people, but I cannot. I have asked you to prepare a vessel for which I can pour out my spirit, but you have not. Soon I will need to begin a great work. I have already begun with my angels, who are doing a great work. I look at the table and I ask if I may have a flower or a leaf from the table. The great host calls me by my heavenly name and says, You must stay faithful to me, and soon this, as well as so much more, is yours to enjoy. To those who are they, please come and dine at my table. Choose you now how you will live. He calls me by my heavenly name once again and says, I need you to share what I have shown you. Jesus looks at the herald and says, Thank you. The herald and I return to the corridor. We sit down and I begin crying. He says, I know this is hard, but soon, if you remain faithful, you will see the great host. He tells me that diet is the hardest of anything to change, but that we must change. Soon the great healer will have us working as healers. We cannot serve if we are sick like the car. The herald says, I am to have you read something, and I will help you find it so you can share it with his people. He informs me that Jesus instructed his prophet Ellen White to write what is now in the book Counsels on Diet and Food. He says, This book has information that needs to be read and understood. I have already shown you this book, and you are now starting to understand the importance of it. It will soon be a year since a great healer healed you. All of heaven rejoices with the miracle he has done and the mighty fruits that have already been harvested through your healing. Because of your healing, there have been so many that have returned to that walk with God through the messages you have shared. Many have also been laid to rest after learning and believing in the messages. They will awake to see Jesus come in the clouds. Those that have severe health problems will be well if they only change the way they eat. In time, the body can and will heal itself through the power of the great healer. I have shown you, and you are now to write what Ellen White wrote so as to prepare those that are still learning. Please share this message from the Father. From Counsels on Diets and Foods, pages 17 and 18. Our Savior warned his disciples that just prior to his second coming, a state of things would exist very similar to that which preceded the flood. Eating and drinking would be carried to the excess, and the world would be given up to pleasure. The state of things does not exist at the present time. The world is largely given up to the indulgence of appetite, and the disposition to follow worldly customs will bring us into bondage to perverted habits, habits that will make us more and more like the doomed inhabitants of Sodom. I have wondered that the inhabitants of the earth were not destroyed, like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I see reason enough for the present state of degeneracy and morality in the world. Blind passion controls reasons, and every high consideration is, with many, sacrificed to lust. To keep the body in a healthy condition, in order that all parts of the living machinery may act harmoniously, should be a study of our life. The children of God cannot glorify Him with sickly bodies or dwarfed minds. Those who indulge in any species of intemperance, either in eating or drinking, waste their physical energies and weaken moral power. The herald now instructs me that it is time to return me, as I have a great work to do. We walk through the side of the corridor and descend back to the earth. As we land, I am back in the green field where I began. The herald says that we are to work now and prepare ourselves, but that we cannot do it alone. Always call on Jesus and He will help us. The herald steps back from me and says, I will be visiting you again soon, as we have a great work to do. I look down and now notice that the grassy field begins growing many beautiful wild flowers. As all the other individuals in the grassy field begin to walk, a variety of flowers begin to grow.